Jaundice. Jaundice is a yellow discoloration of the skin and mucous membranes caused by hyperbilirubinemia. Jaundice is also sometimes referred to as icterus of the sclera. The sclera is a site where this initial sign first becomes apparent, and the word itself comes from a French jaune, meaning yellow. So it is a yellow discoloration of sclera, skin, and mucous membranes caused by the deposition of bilirubin in these tissues. Its causes can be divided into prehepatic, hepatic, and posthepatic. Treatment depends on the underlying pathology. Regarding the physiology, bilirubin is a normal metabolite of heme catabolism. It is a principal pigment in bile. So you have red blood cell broken down by the macrophages in the reticuloendothelial system, and the red blood cells are broken down into hemoglobin. The hemoglobin is then further broken down into heme and globin. The heme molecule is then broken down into biliverdin by the enzyme heme oxygenase. Biliverdin is then broken down into unconjugated bilirubin via the enzyme biliverdin reductase. And the unconjugated bilirubin is also called indirect bilirubin, is a water-soluble compound. Unconjugated bilirubin does not appear in the urine, and this is bound to albumin in the bloodstream. It is taken up by the hepatocytes, where glucuronyl transferases conjugate the bilirubin with glucuronide to form conjugated bilirubin. And this is called direct bilirubin. The conjugated bilirubin is excreted into the small bowel and is converted to urobilinogen in the bowel, and it, which in turn is converted into stercobilinogen. Up to 20% of urobilinogen is reabsorbed from the bowel to then be re-excreted via the urine. Regarding the pathophysiology, the normal serum bilirubin level is less than 17 micromoles per liter. When serum bilirubin levels rise to about twice the upper limit of normal, it is deposited in the tissues of the body, particularly those which contain elastin. The skin, and particularly the sclera, which is rich in elastin, begins to stain yellow. The causes of bilirubinemia can be classified into prehepatic causes, hepatic causes, and posthepatic causes. In the prehepatic causes, there is elevated unconjugated bilirubin. Excessive bilirubin, this is where you have excessive bilirubin production from hemolysis, which can be intravascular or extravascular. Other causes include Gilbert syndrome, which is a genetic disorder with impairment of conjugation of bilirubin itself. Then severe CCF is also a prehepatic cause, and it's secondary to hepatic congestion with a failure of bilirubin uptake by the hepatocytes and extravasation of blood into the tissues. The hepatic causes, there's elevated, conjugated, and unconjugated. So remember, prehepatic, you have elevated, unconjugated. Hepatic, you have both elevated. And causes include hepatocellular failure, that is damage at the level of the hepatocyte cell from any cause. It could be chronic hepatic cirrhosis, infections, viral, bacterial, protozoal, severe sepsis. In general, any form of severe sepsis can cause jaundice because of the intrahepatic cholestasis and impaired hepatic function. Other hepatic causes include malignancy, infiltrative, drugs, toxins. Posthepatic causes, you have elevated conjugated bilirubin, and this is often referred to as cholestatic jaundice. These are essentially any of the causes of obstruction to the flow of bile from the microscopic bile canaliculi or larger extrahepatic bile ducts. So as stated before, you have two causes of the posthepatic: the intrahepatic bile flow obstruction, that is within the bile microscopic canaliculi, and these can be from drugs, alcoholic hepatitis, intrahepatic cholestasis of pregnancy. And then there's extrahepatic bile flow obstruction, biliary tract stones, scarring of the bile ducts from primary sclerosis and cholangitis, strictures from previous infection or surgery, external compressive lesions of the bile ducts from carcinoma of the pancreas, carcinoma of the bile ducts, portal hepatitis, malignant lymph nodes, lymphoma, and metastatic carcinoma. Basically, anything that obstruction the extrahepatic bile flow result in elevated conjugated bilirubin. Complications, jaundice is of course simply a sign of underlying disease, and so the major complications experienced by a patient will primarily relate to the underlying cause of the jaundice. With respect to high bilirubin levels of itself, apart from the sometimes startling cosmetic effects of jaundice, high levels of bilirubin deposition in the tissues can also result in pruritus, interference with cardiac conduction fibers leading to bradycardia. Clinical assessment of a jaundice patient. Important points in the history. Pruritus. Remember, bilirubin in the skin can lead to intense pruritus. Pain. Abdominal pain in association with jaundice is usually due to biliary tract stones. Painless jaundice is more commonly associated with extrahepatic obstructive lesions such as carcinoma of the pancreas. Pale stools and dark urine occur with obstructive or cholestatic jaundice. The dark urine is from excess conjugated bilirubin, is caused by obstructive lesions. Pale stools reduce or absent stercobilinogen, is also caused by obstructive lesions. So the dark urine from excess conjugated bilirubin, and the pale stools from reduced or absent stercobilinogen. Always keep in mind the possibility of malaria and inquire about any recent travel to a malaria endemic region when the cause of jaundice is unclear. Important points in examination. You look at the sclera. Jaundice may be the first or indeed only sign of liver disease. The sclera are usually the earliest site of yellow discoloration. In more subtle cases, this is best appreciated in natural sunlight. Vital signs. Assess for the usual signs of septicemia. Fever is an important association with jaundice. Contrary to popular perception, jaundice is in a febrile patient is only uncommonly caused by viral hepatitis. As a broad generalization, younger patients less than 40 will more commonly have an infective cause, whilst older patients more than 40 will more commonly have a surgical cause. In addition to medical and surgical causes of fever and jaundice, drug reactions and acute severe hemolysis can also cause this combination of signs. You look at the skin. Initially, there's a pale lemon discoloration of the skin and sclera, and as jaundice becomes more severe, the discoloration becomes darker yellow and even becomes a dark orange in severe cases. Hemolysis or prehepatic causes usually only result in mild jaundice, with levels rarely rising above 70 micromoles per liter. Signs of chronic liver disease as well. Abdominal tenderness or guarding. This raises the the suspicion for a surgical condition. Remember the classic triad of right upper quadrant pain or tenderness with fever and jaundice strongly suggests obstructive cholangitis together with altered mental status and hypotension to give you Raynaud's Bentan. Differential diagnosis. The skin can be yellow stained not only by jaundice but also by carotenemia, acriflavine and fluorescein, and picric acid ingestion. But remember, none of these will affect the sclera. So once you have yellowing in the eyes, you know you have to look elsewhere. Investigations. This will be guided by your clinical suspicion for whatever condition you're looking at. Your blood tests, full blood count, You do your liver function tests, your liver transaminases, albumin and globulin levels, bilirubin levels to confirm the diagnosis of jaundice. So somewhat arbitrarily, the ratio of unconjugated and conjugated bilirubin helps to determine the cause of hyperbilirubinemia. Predominantly, if it's predominantly unconjugated, that there's less than 20% bilirubin conjugated. Predominantly conjugated, more than 50% bilirubin is conjugated. Additional blood investigation, the PT, PTT, INR, CRP, urinary glucose, blood cultures have indicated viral serology of the known causes of infectious hepatitis, malaria screens, paracetamol levels, if you're thinking overdose, blood alcohol levels, hemolysis screens, such as the Coombs test, LDH, and haptoglobin levels. You can also do a urine analysis. Normally, there's no bilirubin in the urine, only small amount of urobilinogen. Conjugated bilirubin is virtually all excreted into the small bowel. In obstruction, however, conjugated bilirubin leaks from hepatocytes into the bloodstream and from there can be excreted in the urine. This results in dark urine. In hepatocellular disease, there's diminished hepatocyte function, which can be associated with both conjugated hyperbilirubinemia and unconjugated hyperbilirubinemia due to an impaired ability to conjugate the bilirubin. So, as stated, when you do your analysis, you check in for the urobilinogen, right? When you do a liver function test, if you're thinking prehepatic or hemolytic jaundice, there's increased unconjugated bilirubin. Conjugated is normal, AST or ALT is normal, alkaline phosph and GGT is normal. Intrahepatic or hepatocellular causes for the jaundice, there's increased conjugated, increased unconjugated, large increase in the AST and ALT, and the ALK, FOS, and GGT is normal. If it's post-hepatic or obstructive, normal, unconjugated, increased conjugated, normal AST or ALT, and large increase in the ALK, FOS, and GGT. Other things to consider is that if you have the AST to ALT ratio is 2 to 1 for alcoholic liver disease, 1 to 1 for post-cardiac arrest patients, and less than 1 for viral hepatitis. The absolute AST and ALT values are in the thousands for viral hepatitis, higher in post-cardiac arrest, and in the hundreds for leptospirosis. Other investigations you do your ultrasound. It's an excellent initial investigation for obstructive lesions and biliary tract disease, especially for gallstones. And a key finding will be dilation of the bile ducts. Unless the diagnosis clearly viral hepatitis, an ultrasound screen should be done. CT scan of the abdomen is most commonly done to assess for intra-abdominal malignant disease, most commonly lesions of the pancreas or lymph node involvement around the porta hepatis. MRC is a good imaging alternative when IV contrast medium cannot be given, and ERCP is an invasive procedure but has the added benefit of performing therapeutic interventions. Management. The treatment depends on the cause of jaundice. Important general considerations will be the initial resuscitation of the patient, the need for urgent empiric antibiotics, the need for urgent surgical intervention, and if NAC is required to force severe paracetamol poisoning. So let's say you have a patient who presents a department of jaundice, you stabilize serious signs and symptoms, and then when you do a history, you check in for abdominal pain, fever, chills, prior abdominal surgery, older age, your physical examination, high fever, right upper quadrant joint pain, abdominal tenderness, palpable mass, evidence of prior abdominal surgery, you do your LFTs, and you see direct bile, more than the indirect bile, AST to ALT, mild increase, large increase in the ALK-FOS, and increase in the amylase. This suggests an obstructive process. there needs to be radiographic evaluation, ultrasound and CT for possible gallstone pathology. Now, if you have a patient here now who presents with these things, you have a viral prodrome, alcohol, history of transfusions, hepatotoxin exposure, known hepatitis exposure, pregnancy, malignancy. On physical examination, they have hepatomegaly, ascites, asterixis, encephalopathy, and spider angiomata, caput medusae, gynecomastia, testicular atrophy, excoriations. You do a lab evaluation, and the direct bile is more than the indirect. Large increase in the AST to LT, mild increase in the ALKFOS, normal amylase, normal or increased PT, PTT. This suggests a hepatocellular or cholestatic process. And reassess, observation, GI consultation, remove the toxins, you do your viral markers. And the last arm of this flowchart is that if you do your history and examination, history shows trauma, recent transfusion, hematopoietic disorder, and your physical examination shows a hematoma, evidence of trauma, paucity of exam findings, and you have indirect bile more than direct, normal LFTs, abnormal hemogram, this suggests a hematologic process.